So, you start from first or what?
First you will start.
First chapter, first canto.
Then
How are you going to start?
write the program where I finished yesterday. Start from there,
From
I will
there, we can
start
continue.
from the beginning. Will start.
Beginning, you can start.
Will start so that whenever you have some doubt, you pause it and.
పాద సేవన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటు ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్
భాగవతం. సో ఫస్ట్ వీ ప్రే అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ టు హెల్ప్ అస్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వీక్. ఐ విల్ నాట్ వీక్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఎంటైర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ అట్ దిస్ మైపుర్ ధామ్. సో నెట్ టు స్టార్ట్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ అర్లియర్. సో హియర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఆఫ్ వ్యాసదేవ్ హూ ఇస్ అన్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. So, in the towards the end of Dwapar he came and he wrote down all the Vedic literature, scriptures, because prior to that there is no necessity of this writing. And people have so much remembering capacity, memory, that they can remember everything by hearing. That's why Veda is called Shruti. So, and in the age of Kali, this memory power will go down. That's why the Lord came in the form of Vyasadeva, who is a Satyavata avatar. So, he wrote all the Vedic literatures. After writing all these Vedic literatures, and in the end, he wrote this Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanta Sutra is so important that in 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita you will find there is a reference of this Vedanta Sutra by the Lord. You will say, Rishivir Bhavada Gitam Chandravir Vibhidhi Purtha Brahma Sutra Padeshaiva. Brahma Sutra. That means it's the Vedanta Sutra. So its importance you can understand. But still then, after writing all these literatures, Vyasadeva was not finding satisfaction. So his guru Narad Muni came. It will describe in first and fifth chapter that he will tell him why he is not getting satisfaction. We will discuss it there. So finally he will Narad Muni will advise Vyasadeva to write the pastimes, name, form, qualities, etc. of the Lord, Supreme Lord, so that he will get satisfaction. So after Narad went away, he in his ashram, Badrika ashram, there he meditated upon God and he saw the Lord, and upon seeing the Lord he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the beginning there are three verses which are called Mangalacharana in vocations. Mangalacharana. So first verse is Janmadi Asya Jata. So this Bhagavatam is stated as Arthoyam Brahma Sutrana. This is the purport of Vedanta Sutra. In Vedanta Sutra, every knowledge is there in sutra form, in formula. In formula. Just like the first sutra is Athasa Brahma Jigyasa. Second is what is that Brahma? Second sutra is Janmadi Asya Jata. So in the beginning here Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vyasadeva, he writes this Janmadi Asya, he expands this aphorism. Janmadi Asya Jata Muyadi Tarta Sarthi Surika Sarat Tene Brahmruda Jadi Kavai Muhyanti Jatsureha తేజవాని మృదం యథావినిమయో జత్ర త్రిశగుంస ధామ్నా శ్వేన సదా నిరస్తుకోకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి very long verse. So here they said, Janmadhyasrita, as today also our Bhaskaradhan Prabhu was referring to this Janmadhyasrita. So this this verse is so important that in Dhaka, Srila Vishwanath, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave lecture on this verse for 3 months. So see, the Janmadhyasrita, everything, Janma Adi, starting from birth to everything, whatever you see, all these things are from him, Janmadhyasrita. Anvaya itartha sarthisya vigya, he knows everything. Anvaya and itara means directly and indirectly, he knows everything. He is Swarat. Swarat means he is independent, completely independent. He doesn't depend upon anybody. That is called Swarat. So, Tene Brahmaruda Jadi Kavaye, he gave the knowledge to Brahma. Brahma, even Brahma could not know about himself and some things he couldn't know. The source of coming into being, everything he couldn't know. So, he meditated for several years and then the Lord appeared and imparted this knowledge to him. That would be described in the second canto, 9th chapter, 32 to 35, these 4 verses. That is called Chatushruti Bhagavata. So, here it is stated that Tene Brahmaruda Jadi Kavaye, the Lord gave all the knowledge to Brahma in his heart. That's why he is known as Adi Kavi. Adi Kavi means the original Guru, Adi Kavi, or Jagat Guru, like that. So, Muhyanti Jatsureya. Muhyanti Jatsureya means even the Lord's activities are such bewildering that the demigods are also bewildered. Muhyanti Jatsureya. Tejo Bari Madang Yatha Vinimayo Jatra Trisaka Musa. Everything you see in this world, Tejo means fire, Bari means water, Mruda means earth. So everything is the exchange of these 3 things. Tejo Bari Mruda. Just like bricks, they are, how they are, they are built from earth by putting water and then they put it in fire, that becomes a brick. And from this brick, so many apartments are being done, even temples, everything is from this. So whatever you see, this Tejo Bari Madan Yatha Vinimayo, exchange of these 3 elements, fire, water and earth. Jatra Trisargo Amrusa, Trisargo means these 3 planetary systems, they are Amrusa, they are not false, they are temporary, but they are not false, Amrusa. Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastha Kuvakam. So, he has this material world. This is all by this illusory energy of the Lord. But, Nirastha Kuvakam, he is above this illusion. The Lord is above this illusion. Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastha Kuvakam. Satyam Param Dhimahi. That's why I meditate upon that person. Who is Satyam Param? Param Satya. Absolute truth.
Okay.
Just like today we had about lecture that in Bhagavad Gita 7:14 the Lord says, 7 chapter the Lord says, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is no higher truth than me. So here also it is said, Satyam Param Dhimahi. And in 10th canto, 2nd chapter, and Brahma will say like that, while the Lord will be in the womb of Devaki, you will also give prayer. There also it will be stated how he is Satyam, Param, Param Satya. Satya Vratam, Satya Param, Sri Satyam, like that you will pray to the Lord. So he is the highest truth, absolute truth. So Dhimahi means I meditate upon him. This is a, Dhimahi is in plural form. So, in all those who come in this disciplic succession, they will all be meditating upon the Lord.
Okay.
So this is, in Mangalacharan there are 3 things are there, 3 subject matters. One is Asirvada, Vastu Nirdesha, Asirvada Namaskar. रिस्टेटेड चैतन्य चरितामृत से मंगला चरण त्रिविद प्रकार वस्तु निर्देश आशीर्वाद नमस्कार. सो हियर नमस्कार दिस फर्स्ट क्रॉस इज नमस्कार द लॉर्ड वी ऑफर अवर रिसेंसेस टू द लॉर्ड. सो द सेकेंड वर्स इज धर्म प्रथित वेदवत्र परम निर्मत शरणांगता वेद्यम वास्तवत्र वस्तु श्रीवदम तापत्रोन्मरणम श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किंवा पेरिश्वर सद्य हृदय वृद्धि तत्र दिवी शुश्रूषि तत्क्षणात्. दिस इज वस्तु निर्देश वेद्यम वास्तव वत्र वस्तु व्हाट इज द सब्सटेंस ऑफ दिस भागवत वस्तु. सो इन भगवद गीता वेयर प्रभुपाद महाराज सेज वेयर भगवद गीता एंड्स देयर श्रीमद् भागवतम स्टार्ट्स. द एंड ऑफ भगवद गीता द लॉर्ड सेज सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य महामेकं शरणं व्रज. हियर व्यासदेव स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम देयर धर्म प्रोज्जित कैतवत्र. कैतव मीन्स चीटिंग रिलीजन. एवरी चीटिंग रिलीजन इज डिस्कार्डेड. धर्म प्रोज्जित कैतवत्र एंड श्रीधर स्वामी इन हिज टीका ही सेड दैट प्रोज्जित कैतव मीन्स इवन अप टू मुख्य पर्यंतम निरस्तम. Even liberation, that mukhya dharma is constituted as dharma, artha, kama, mukhya. See, this mukhya also is discarded. Rock, krishna, ujjita. All this, even up to liberation, that discarded from here. That is also kaitava. So, धर्म प्रजित कैतव अत्र हियर दिस वर्स दिस वर्ड अत्र इज यूज थ्री टाइम्स बिकॉज विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती कृते सेज अत्रैव ईश्वरो अवरुद्ध्य नान्यत्र. धर्म प्रजित कैतव अत्र परम निर्मत शरण कृतान. निर्मत शरण दो दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज फुल ऑफ एनवी. Everyone is having envy. And Prabhupada says, we have come to this material world because of envying the Lord. So, everyone has some sort of envy. So, but those who are beyond this, Nirmatsara, Parama Nirmatsara, they are Satan, they are the devotees of the Lord. Lord is Sat, and those who have taken shelter of the Lord is called Satan.
Okay.
So Parama Nirmat Sranam Satam. Vedyam Vastamatra Asta Vastu. Here is the real Vastu, a real substance will be described. Nanyatra. Not in any other literatures. Because Vyasadev has written so many Vedic literatures like Veda, Upanishad, Purana, etc. So it is stated that here only the Vastu Vastu will be described. The real substance will be described. Vedyam Vastam Vastu Vastu Sivadam Tapatroya Unmalanam. Sivadam means auspicious. Sivadam. Mangalamaya. Sivadam. So, Tapatroya Unmalanam. Everyone in this material world is suffering from three types of miseries. That is Adi Bhagavatika, Adhyatmika, Adi Daivika. These three types of miseries. Tapatroya. So, by this taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, these three types of miseries will be removed. Unmilanam, Unmilanam. Now, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krute is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is coming from the Lord Himself. So, it is Mahamuni means here it is referred to as this Naranarayana Krute, Mahamuni Krute. Kimba Paririshwara. So there is no necessity of taking shelter of other controllers, Ishwara, other Ishwaras. Sadhya Rudya Varudya Atra. Here also another Atra. Sadhya means very very soon. Sadhya. Rudya Avarudya. The Lord will be Avarudya means he will be bound in your heart by reading Bhagavata. Sadhya Rudya Avarudya Atra. Krutivi Sushrusudhi Tatkhyanat. Those Sukrutivi, those who are really pious persons, They, after hearing this Bhagavatam, Shushrushubhi, Shushrushi, so by serving the Srimad Bhagavatam, means by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord will be Tatkhanat, immediately he will be bound in your heart. Shushrushubhi Tatkhanat. So here it is called Vastu Nirdesh. So the third verse is Mangalacharana, third verse is Nigama Kalavataro Garitam Kalam Sukamukha Damrata Dravasan Yudham Ivata Bhagavatam Rasamale Muhuram Rasika Vibhavata. So this Kalpataru, this disaster. Here in this world we see only tree, which gives a specific fruits or powers in specific seasons and specific quantity. But Kalpataru is in the spiritual world. That from the tree you can get whatever you like, at whatever time, whatever you like, whatever quantity, everything you can get from that Kalpataru, desert tree.
Okay.
So this Srimad Bhagavatam Nigama, Nigama Shastra, this Vedic literature, is like a tree, Kalpataru. Kalpataru means desert tree.
Okay.
So Nigama Kalpataru Garitam Phalam. So the tree has its fruit. Similarly, this Vedic tree, the ripened, the fruit, Galitam Phalam means ripened fruit. The fruit is ripened. So when the fruit is ripened, it generally falls down. But it doesn't fall down. It comes through Galitam, not Patitam. Galitam means it comes through the disciplic succession. As the Lord said to Brahma, Brahma said to Narada, Narada said to Guru, Vyasa, Vyasa said to Sukadeva. This way, it comes to us. Galitam phalam. Sukha mukhada amrita dravasam yutam. If any fruit, it is tossed by parrot, big parrot, then it becomes more
sweet.
Sweet, yeah. So similarly, this comes in the from the mouth of lotus mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukha mukhada amrita, this nectar is coming. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuro Rasika Bhagavatam. Those who are Rasika, those who are after Rasa, or searching for Rasa, or pleasure, they, Gubi, Gubi means in this material world, in this earth only. Because it will describe in the Mahagata Mahatyama that this Bhagavatam is not available in Swarga. And in the heaven planet or in Brahma's loka also, it is described like that. Sarge sattye cha kadyase vaikunthe nashtayam rasa atra pibandha sadhagya mama munchandu kariti. It is in the Bhagavad Mahatyam, it is described like that. Even in higher planetary systems, of course, it is stated in Bhagavad Mahatyam while Shukadeva Goswami was telling Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikrit Maharaj. At that time the demigods came with their pot of nectar, amruta, they were having in the at the heaven planet. And they prayed at Shukadeva Goswami that if you please give this nectar pot to Parikrit Maharaj, he will drink it and he will not be affected by snake bite. And you please tell us this Srimad Bhagavatam. So he drove them away. Because where is Srimad Bhagavatam and how, where is this this nectar of this heaven planets? So that's why he dropped them away. It is described in Bhagavad Mahatma. So this amruta, this real nectar we are getting, pivata bhagavatam, we can, though we hear it, but those who are sincere readers, they just drink this nectar, not in their mouth, but in
ears.
Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Alayam. Alayam means this is the reservoir of mellows. And another meaning of alayam is alayam. Alayam means up to till death. You can go on drinking this nectar. Releasing this nectar. Muhuro, every time you can release.
Rasika. Those who are after rasa or after mellow, they can release the mellow. So in this way, these three verses are very important for Mangalacharan. So in the first chapter of Mahabharata, we have described in short only. So just as in Anisaranya, there is a place in UP, Uttar Pradesh, that place is still there, here. So there, 88,000 rishis gathered at the end of Dwapar to arrange this fire sacrifice for 1,000 years. 1,000 years for the welfare of the mankind in this country, this area. But they couldn't get any much benefit from that fire sacrifice, but somehow or other, by the arrangement of the Lord, Sutta Goswami reached there. Sutta Goswami was a person who heard this Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. While Sukadeva Goswami was narrating Srimad Bhagavatam at the Ganges, side of Ganges, in Sukartal, that place is there. There, Sutta Goswami heard it. So he, somehow or other, he visited that place of Nandikarana. So the rishis there, headed by Sonak Rishi, they paid obeisances to Sutta Goswami and gave him a Vyasa Asana. And there, they asked six questions, which form the basis of this Bhagavatam. To answer these six questions, Sutta Goswami narrated all his Bhagavatam of 18,000 verses. So these six questions we will put, and this is in the first chapter. So the first question is, tatra tatra andasa dusman bhavata jat vinishitam punsa me ekanta sya tanna sansiti marasya. So this is the first question, that what is the sreya? What is the real welfare of for us? Sreya, just like Bhagavad Gita Arjuna said, the Sreya San is Sitan Brihitan me. Similarly here, what is our Sreya? So there are two words, one is Sreya and one is prayer. Generally people are after this mundane pleasure, prayer. They don't know what is the ultimate welfare for them, what is their Sreya. So here it is stated, what is our Sreya, what is our ultimate goal for life? You tell it for certain. Vinishchitam. So, this is the first question. Second question is, suppose Sutta Goswami, he knows so many Vedic literatures. So, Sutta Goswami may tell that, okay, I will tell you all the Vedic literatures to find out what is the... Also, there is another question. So, you just tell the Sara means the essence of all the Vedic literatures. That will be described later. Suppose Sutta Goswami will tell, I will tell all the Vedic literatures. So, of course, he has just, Sonaka Rishi could imagine like that. That's why he said, told that in the age of Kali, Rayana Arpayasa Sabya, Kalavasana Digadana. In the age of Kali, people are generally short-lived, alpayasa. It is stated to be 100 years, and as the times pass, it will again further reduce. He said that because our life is very short, Rayana alpayasa sabya kalavasana digadana. Manda sumannavati ho. Manda means very idle. Manda. And our mind, our intelligence is also not so improved. Sumannavati ho. And manda bhagya. There are very ill fate. Manda bhagya. Apadruta. In this way, people have been perturbed, disturbed. So, you just give us the saram saram sandhutam. All the essence of all the Vedic literature, kind of. This is the second question. So third question is that Sutta Janasi Bhadramte Bhagavan Satputampati Devakyangvasudevasya jato dasya chikitsaya. Oh, Sita Goswami, they tell us that the Lord, He appeared as the son of Devakyangvasudeva. So, He appeared and He took birth and what He did. It is the appearance and His activities. Janma karma tame vidya. So, fourth question is that this there are says that bhayantu na vitrupyam uttama sloka vikrame jasvanta asagyan sadhu sadhu padipadhi. This is a very important verse. So the more, of course, so the person may say that you have heard so many things. So what you further you would like to hear? So that's why he says, Bhayantuna Vitrupayama Uttama Sloka Vikram. We have heard so many things about the Lord, but still then we are not satisfied. Vitrupayama, we are not satisfied. Just Shunatang Rasa Jnanam Swadhu Swadhu Pade Pade. When we hear about the Lord, we get mellows, we get knowledge, and we get also Swadhu, taste. In every word of the Lord, Pade Pade, every word of the Lord. So, the fourth question was about these avatars, the incarnations of the Lord. Athyakhyayi haradhiman avatar katha subha lira vidadata swairai miswarasya atma mahaya. The different pastimes he did in various incarnations. This is the fourth question. And also another question is about the activities of the Lord. Tasya karmani udharani parigetani sudhi. Activities of the Lord, please describe about the Lord's activities. So, last question is, by Bruhi Yogeshwari Krishna, Brahmane Dharma Varmani, Swankasta Adhunapete Dharma Ka Saranangata. Please tell us, that the Lord, the Vishara, who is the master of all mysticism, Krishna, he when he disappeared with all his opulences, so how this dharma ka saranangata, now dharma religion, where is he has taken shelter, dharma, where he has taken shelter, dharma ka saranangata. So these are the six questions and these are in the first chapter of Bhagavatam. And to answer these questions, the second chapter.